Shami Shvi is Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara continues with the same theme that we had yesterday. The Gemara wants to know, Shimon Lekush's question, the Gabe, the status of a person who buys a field in Amon Moab, is there an Inyan of Shvius, is there an Inyan of Trumas and Mises? Ritzo Bar Nachman had the same Shaila, repeated the Shaila over, and he asked as follows, and he said as follows, Shimon Lekush Shola Rav Hanina. He said over, Shimon Lekush asked Rav Hanina, a person buys a field from Amon Moav. What's the halacha? What's the halacha? Is there a din of shvius? Is there a din of maisris? What exactly is the status? So Kashai Sekumed Rav Yasser. So Rav Yitzchak Ben Nachman explained, and he said, I had this question. I questioned this shaila of Rav Shimon Ben Lakish in front of Rav Yosef. I was questioning what his question was. And I did that in front of the great Rav Yosef. Leis Amon Moav the Moshe? With the territories of Amon Moav, didn't Moshe Rabbeinu conquer them? And Moshe Rabbeinu says that he conquered Amon Moav as part of Eretz Yisrael, that he was able to be kind of them even before Yoshua. So therefore, if Moshe was kind of them, and Moshe conquered them, it was Kibush, then Vada there Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there's a din of Trumas and Maisris, and there should be Shvius as well. So what is Rav Shimon Lakish's Kasha, to begin with, asking whether there's a din of Amon Moav, should have a din of Kibush Haaretz, that whether there's a din of Trumas Maisus and Shvius, because later, did the Oli Bavel take it, there was the Oli Mitzrayim, but even before that, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, and they attacked Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't agree to give in, and Moshe Rabbeinu, sent the army, went, and they killed out Amon Moav. So, Melody was Kibush already at the time of Moshe, and therefore, it should be considered Vaday Eretz Yisrael. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? What's Rav Shimon Lakish's Kasha to begin with? He's saying that that B'nai Moshe explains the Kasha. Bitmiya. Hila Moshe. He already conquered it. He can't deny it's every Yarden lamb. It's a dinner of every Yarden. So what's the Shaila? So the Gemara says, Amar Amana. The Gemara says different way to explain this, a different version of this discussion. I questioned this Shaila of Shimon Lakish, but not in the presence of Chagoy. Not what we said before of Yosef, but rather in front of Chagoy. It wasn't conquered by Moshe Rabbeinu, same Kasha, if it did in Eretz Yisrael, so what could it be? So therefore, what's the din of then what's the Shaila B'chlal, whether it should be? Of course it's part of Eretz Yisrael. Still there's a din of old Mitzvah Tluyas Baretz. So Moshe Elamai, you'll tell me, lest Amon Amor Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah, that these are not the parts that Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah was mentioning. Maybe there's a different part. So maybe that's what the Shaila was. Maybe when that's the question that we brought up originally, what the status here is. Maybe really that Amon Amor, of course, was conquered by Moshe, but not the whole thing. There were parts of it that were not conquered. And that was the question, are those parts that were not conquered, are they considered outside of Yisrael and part of Trumas HaMaisers and Shvius or not? And that was the question of Elizabeth Nazariah. So then what's Rav Shimon Lakish adding to the question? We all know. We know the halacha, or no more if we know. By over there, by Elizabeth Nazariah, his question, maybe there was something that there were parts that were not conquered. That was his shayla. But Rav Shimon Lakish is saying, stam on the parts of Amon HaMoyav. That clearly he conquered him already. So therefore, we don't understand the question because he already established, Philism and Azariah established, his shita was that it's not, which we Chazal, the Chachamim didn't agree with him. They said that there's an afkamina between, you can separate Maiser Sheni and but not Maiser Ani. He made a chilik in the type of Maiser you have to separate. And that Lamaisa, and that was what Elizabeth Nazariah said on the day we had earlier today that he became the Rosh Hashiva. So that was the number of halakas that was said. That was one of the halakas. But the Chacham didn't agree with him. Lahodolo. So Elamai, that's also. What's the Kasher Shmer Lakish? Again, Manafshak. If it's the Amon Moav, they already conquered it. Moshe Rabbeinu already conquered it. Elamai, you tell me that your parts are Moav that he did not conquer. So good. So therefore, you're Vaday, there's no din of Trumas and Maisris. Because it wasn't conquered. So it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. So there shouldn't be a shayla to begin with. So Manafshach, you don't have a shayla. That's a question asked Moshe Rabbeinu Lakish. If it's on Moav, Moshe Rabbeinu conquered it in Mechuyev, and if it's not that part, if it's other parts that weren't conquered, then of course, you're potter. So what's the shayla? So we said, K'sev, v'shtei, t'pozikesh, m'nei, v'sichon, melech, ha'mayriyu. says in the pasuk, there was the city of Sichon, the Melech, the king of Amori, was a Cheshbon. When said, what did he do? When it says, he went ahead and he fought the first king of Moab, and he took everything from him until a certain part, until the pasuk tells you that he did the whole thing until the city of Arunon. The Gemara said, "Tzrichah l'Rebbe Shimon." Now it's the Rebbe Shimon has to explain what he means. Now we understand. The Torah said that Bnei Yisrael cannot be conquered the lands of Ammon and Moab. Why? Because Ammon and Moab did a chesed to them. So b'meila, we know that Sichon did conquer a part of Ammon and Moab even before Bnei Yisrael, before he lost to Bnei Yisrael. So b'meila, therefore Moshe was mitzvah. And they have to go ahead. He was allowed to go fight with Sichon and took possession of the land. So Mela, the question is really not that how was he allowed to go take Sichon and Amori, because the Torah said you can't go after them. You can't because we have a Hakaras HaTov to them. So we can't go and attack them. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu do that? Teretz Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that. Really what happened was when it says that Sichon conquered the Ammon and Moab. And then later, we had to go battle with Sichon. So therefore, when we battle with Sichon, then we were able to go take over Ammon and Moab that he had taken over. But there wasn't a battle for Ammon and Moab. It was a battle with Sichon, who already had conquered. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go ahead and do battle and conquer it because he's already given over. Because Sichon was and Moshe was super to go fight Sichon, and it was going to drive him from the land of Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to be successful. So therefore, the Shaila is Tarmi Yad Sichon. Therefore, the question is: this land of Ammon and Moab, did it become through Sichon? Was that part of it through the Sichon? Or Lotaro, it did not become purified. It wasn't part of the thing of Sichon. So therefore, that's the Gemara Shaila. And when Torah, if you tell me that Taka became Tyra, I'm not sure it conquered it. Now it became part of Eretz Yisrael. Chayavis. Then the question: of course, it's Mechuyev. And was Lotaro, you say it didn't become then Potter. So the question was: we understand Halacha at Sky of a Potter. The question is, if it was, because Ammon and Moab is part of Eretz Yisrael, not part of Eretz Yisrael. The question is in the status of how it was taken over. If Sichon conquered it, and then Moshe Rabbeinu went to go battle Sichon, so the question is, does that mean, therefore, Ammon and Moab, therefore, is now belongs to Klal Yisrael, because it's part of the battle with Sichon? Do we say no? That Ammon and Moab can never become part of Klal Yisrael, can never become part of Eretz Yisrael. It will never fall into the hands of Eretz Yisrael. And maybe, therefore, it would not be. The halacha would be it would not be. It would not be be able to be koina. And if that's the case, then the shayla is, that was a shayla. So what is the status of, that's what exactly what his question is, of Shimon Lakish's question is. Therefore, what is the status of Sichon, of the case of Ammon and Moab? Because it's when we took it over, because of Sichon, was it part of Eretz Yisrael or not part of Eretz Yisrael, is what the Shaila is, and that's really what his Shaila is all about. The Gemara says that is the way the Ma'ariv Fulda learns the Gemara's Kasha, and therefore want to know is what the Bavli quotes the Pshita that is Tear B'Sichon. The Bavli, the Gemara doesn't have to push it to Shaila, and the Gemara there will push it to Shaila, and says that Nechanami Tear B'Sichon. That it was Matar B'Sichon and became part of Eretz Yisrael. But the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. The question in the Yerushalmi remains with this question as to the status of Ammon and Moab based upon the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu conquered it. Was Sichon conquered it. We took it over from him. So the Gemara says, now that we understand this, Rosh Hashanah, Lakash, Kasha, so what's the makla? What's the psak? What's the halakha? Amrav Tanchuma, the Pasik says, look at the pasuk says that I began to live you Sichon in the land. Begin to drive him out and take possession of his land. So lashon hachel that we say over here, lashon chulin, which means that to tell you, I see says atzon chulin lefanecha. I made Sichon's land that he got is considered as in front of you, as if it's chulin. It's unrestricted. It's no kedusha to it, and therefore there is no shaila. Because Lamaisa, it's not Eretz Yisrael. But once you go ahead and you do battle and you do take it over, then it's no din like anything else. It has a din of Eretz Yisrael. That was the question. When I said that since the beginning, made it chulin is that's redashon lashon chulin, which means it's potter. But later, when you conquered over, when you took it over later, that's when it becomes part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that's the shaila whether you mechuyev in the halakhos of mitzvahs luyos baritz, now that it became after it was taken over, whether it's considered part of the Ammon and Moab, that has a chiyuv, that has a din of the of kedusha saaretz negeya to trumas and meisers. The Rashi Mislul had a little bit of a different understanding, and he says that the that more shaila of te'abi yatzichon the lava lo yechal kopshen and kikim the tara lekachtiu leinyan meisers dafke by living the meisers. So we know that the gabi meisers is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi Mislul said the more that question is not there. The question is really on shvius. But trumas and meisers we know that it would have. But the other Mefarshim, Mefarshi Adaft, seem to learn, I think we're asking on the entire subject matter, whether it has any Kedusha at all, if it was not something that that was taken over directly, but rather taken over through Sikhan, what is the status? So the Gemara continues. Huna wanted to have, to allow a place called Yavlona, Vagabi, the din of Shavuos Meisers, he wanted to be Maturit, and said that the that there's part of Chutz La'aretz, and he wanted to be Maturit, and Makom She'enim, it's Chutz La'aretz, to say that's not, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you're part of Trumas and Meisers. As the Gemara said to him, as the Chaton, I give you this paper, Gemara said, I give you this paper, the and you can sign your name to it, and if it was Shia, you agree to what the halacha is. I give you a paper which allows Trumas and Meisers for you to take, and then you go sign your name to it, and we will know that this is what the psak is. Moshe v'lo kibul amituk. The Rav Meir didn't want to agree to sign. The next day, Rav Meir came. Amalei said to him, "Ati ovel lochamto. You did well not to sign. If you don't avucham, because your father, said, Atunus yavalei Rabbi Tren afin shnim barise. Atunus gave Yavne gave Yavona to Rebbe for 2,000 years." Under agreement of Arisa's, an Arisa agreement. If any shvias that grows from there, you're allowed to eat after the beer. However, the field itself, you can't work the field, just like the case of Surya, where we were machmir to say even Surya's chutz la'aretz, that you can't work the field either. There's a din of shvias even there as well, even though it's chutz la'aretz. We put them in Amaya, put them in Maisa. They should kiss those goyim. The reason why? Because it belongs similar to the fields of the goyim in Surya. Therefore, you would. We aser it, and therefore, just like over there, it's aser. So we say the same thing over here, it's aser, and it would be gedin at yuchayiv and trumas and meisres, and that's why it says, and that's why it says in the lashon, the that you it's good that you didn't say that you're not going to go ahead, you're going to sign that it's not part of it, because lamaisa we paskin that it is part of it. Your halakha would be we would not be able to do that. You can't be matirit when there's an isur, potential isur deraisa shvias on this halacha. This is how we understand of the language of what we talk about of the ownership of a field. The goyonzu, what is the status exactly of the gabe yadin of trumas and meisers? Does it vacate all the dinim or not all the dinim? This is a tremendous machlokes in Shulchan Aruch and Achronim and Rishonim as to what's the halacha of a field owned by a goy in Eretz Yisrael, whether it has the status of Eretz Yisrael or not, legabe trumas and meisers. The Gemara, therefore, didn't come out klar legabe the halacha the Baal did, but the Yerushalmi did not. Whether the status is, whether it becomes part of it or not, it depends on how you view the Gemara in the Baba, which discusses in greater detail negated to the status of the person who says that this is that a person comes along and says that I'm taking the Meisah from it, and I'm assuming that it's part of Eretz Yisrael, and it's not, and therefore I have an obligation. So therefore that case over there you'd have a problem. Because the etzim we paskin that it's considered chutz la'aretz, it's considered outside, and it's not a memela. Therefore, you would be potter from trumas and meisres like any field in Syria. You'll be potter, and it was good that the Gemara said you came out that you were not machmir, you were mekel in the fact that it is not part of it. Therefore, there's no chi of iser and there's no obligation to give up from the meisre or not. The Gemara continues. The Lachman says, "This is the meaning of what the Mishnah says. Whoever the Mishnah says that whoever goes ahead and or that the borders were conquered by the time of Yeshua ben Nun, then means Zivat Nahar, just like the place of Zivnahar, the small area, Mikzivat Amona, and all the land from Mikzivat Amona." Then I would say, "This is the area that we said in the Mishnah before, the beginning of the Mishnah, the Perek, that there are different opinions as to where we hold our Ariya is, the Ararar. There's some say that it's in the border of Eretz Yisrael. Some say it's on the other side of the outside of Eretz Yisrael, the southward border of it. And it's not. It's very hard to determine exactly the Amna, this piece of stretch of land in between, what exactly it is. But the other Gemara Stam Avuna says that the Chavir have arrived from the Brisa that this is the area that we're talking about. Mitziv Anahar is the time, the part area we talk about where we have a Shaila as to whether there's a Shaila with the Gemara Stam, whether there's a Chi of Maes Trumas and Maes Rus on that as well. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, what is the local of Amano? Where that question is, what in that place over there? What's the status of the produce? Tana Milan Abraisa, Ezui Mara says Ezui. Which part of it is when the boundaries of it? Which part of the Amma mountains is part of Eretz Yisrael? Ezui Chazal, which is part of Chutzlar? It's calling should be Mara Amano from the Eretz Yisrael. The territory that slants slopes from the top of Amano inward towards Eretz Yisrael, that's the din of Eretz Yisrael. But the ones that slope from the outside of the Amana, the one that's parked outside, so that would be it's outside the din of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that would be Miyashem, the problem. The price is very clearly. Which part is the chutz, which part it depends. Wherever you have the person hears, if it's there, that's what you do first. And if it's the second one, if it's You have to wait for the second one. You have to go with the second one. You have to go follow what they're meaning. Whether it's Surya Mana or Chutz Laretz, the Din of Chutz Laretz, that's what it is in that place over there. And we give it a Din of Chutz Laretz. So the Gemara says, how far do we go to extend the land? Nisim Shabayam. Gabi the Nisim, the Gemara says, the Nisim Shabayam, the islands that are in the Mediterranean Sea, Adros, and you see them, it looks like there's a cord that's stretched over them from the beginning of the west of the mountains of Amona with the people in Mitzrayim. Mechush of them Eretz Yisrael, from those who have Mechush and go inward towards Eretz Yisrael. See, we don't even have anything. Mitchum lechutz kol haaretz, and all the islands from the outside away from Eretz Yisrael are considered outside as well, because you don't have an ability to determine which it is. Since you go by the chutlef nimei Eretz Yisrael, you determine where it's considered the beginning of the tumas Eretz Yisrael, the din of Eretz Yisrael, and chutz haaretz. And once after that, when you go further away, it's considered outside the makaneh, and therefore would not be subject to the din of tuma and Maesus anyway. So my view that disagrees, cultural governor of Israel, anything that's the opposite, any sea that's the opposite of what of the coast of the land of Eretz Yisrael, you see that Torah calls it, it's a border, and it should be for you a border. So they had, originally, it was a Yom Gadol V'Gvul, and then it says, this is the way we speak, that it has this idea that it's considered above the western border, it's considered more than that, it extends even further, even more than what we imagine. There's something about Gabi the side, the north and the south and the side, Adroasan Kilu Matuach Melkafiyad Okanes, we look at them as if there's a cord stretch from all the way from the Mekatla Abu Kainas, and there would be the which is west of the Atlantic Ocean, that would be included. Menachem Mitzrayim Ad Yom from, and from the once the second one, the hand stretched out from the river Yom Kanan to the river Alkanos. That's the idea of that Yom Choyev too. That's what we see. That's where we find out the obligation. You would have to go and make sure in that place over there to be able to give the Trumas and Maasos, and that would be something even Rebbe would agree to. So Marcel Yisrael, that we say Yisrael goes off, Mechuta Chutzal Aretz, all the islands from there, the cord goes away from the other cords, or outside the Makom, outside the place, or outside Eretz Yisrael. But otherwise, we're not concerned that it's going to go to become a Shaila Machlokes in Megera to it or not. The Gemara concludes when I'm but a Memram, Amar Ravi, of Yitzhak Bashunam, the Kishigia, Golias Nutir Amona, and the Asad Lava, when the exiles come back to Eretz Yisrael and they come to the mountains of Amona, and Zulam Shira, you can stop saying Shira, Matam, what's the reason Tara Shirme Resha Amona? What's with me, when it says Osha Amona, I have my source, and when it says from me, from there, from Lebanon, the way you come, you can always sing a praise of the Amona. It's another thing that we have that would be an added extra point that brings down to see who it is. So this is what the Gemara is telling you. Up until the Mishnah, as the status what it is, it's very hard to establish the fact that there's a person who is a renowned person who Lamaisa also was Makadosh Atzmo Kiddush Hashem. Therefore, we say surely the same thing applies to the second one, that it would tell us who it applies to and who doesn't apply to. Once this is what we would include later in the looks of the Mishnah. Okay, this is what the Gemara comes out with, the Pa'alok of the Maskana, and we'll continue from the new Mishnah, the Mishnah tomorrow.